Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm Laura Dearden, editor at Becker's Healthcare, and I'm pleased to be joined by Kristen Myers, Executive Vice President and CIO of Mount Sinai Health System in New York City. Kristen joined the health system as director of IT in 2004 and led the system's Epic implementation. She's a really fantastic leader, and I'm excited to have her on the podcast today. Kristen, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. Thank you for having me. So I've been at Mount Sinai Health System for the last 16 years, but before that, you know, I worked at Cerner Corporation in Australia and also at Capgemini Ernst & Young in New York. I have a legal degree, an IT degree, and also a Master's of Public Health from Columbia, and most recently, actually, an executive CISO certification from Carnegie Mellon.
Fantastic. Well, could you talk with us a little bit about some of your biggest challenges that you're facing today and really what you're looking at over the next 6 to 12 months? What do you think will continue to be challenges and what new challenges might arise?
Sure. So I think like so many other health systems, you know, the biggest challenge we're facing is really the financial pressure due to COVID-19. And you know, I think that it really has led us to, you know, review all of our spend, whether it be capital and operating. And, you know, it's also looked at, we are also looking at cost savings through either, you know, deferring projects or renegotiating contracts with vendors. So, you know, all of us are really active in looking at cost savings at this point. I think it will be a challenge through the next 12 months and beyond that due to the longevity of COVID-19. I think some of the other challenges we'll be facing in the next year is, you know, transitioning to a more permanent remote workforce model and preparing for additional potential waves of COVID and also meeting post-COVID patient needs from a technology perspective. And also managing our own team members, our own employees' expectations and concerns throughout this period. So even though there's many challenges ahead, I'm really confident that, you know, IT is well prepared and very resistant as a team.
That's great to hear. How has the pandemic affected your short and long-term goals? What is still essential even amid the pandemic, and what have you put on hold?
You know, I think the pandemic has had a significant impact on my short-term goals for IT, but it hasn't really affected, you know, my overall long-term goals, which are really around transforming the department to be more agile to meet business needs and optimizing the operations of IT and enabling the health system for the digital change, including, you know, our patients and their families. And you know, from the short-term perspective, though, I've had to reprioritize to really focus on, you know, the crucial initiatives and to defer some of the other initiatives to a later time. Some of the essential initiatives really are around, you know, making sure that, you know, we're continuing to, you know, provide that COVID-related support and having the dual systems in place. You know, supporting, you know, COVID patients as well as, you know, all of the elective surgeries, et cetera. We're also moving towards, you know, our target state platforms like Epic and Oracle ERP, digital transformation, data and analytics, legacy application decommissioning, and, you know, restructuring IT, and, you know, renewing our focus on, you know, some of the emerging leading technologies such as RPA and the Internet of Things. We put some of our discretionary initiatives or not time sensitive initiatives on hold so that we can focus our team members and time on the key priorities.
Got it. Thank you for walking me through that. Are there any IT investments that you still plan to make in the next year?
Absolutely. So we have to continue our Epic and Oracle ERP implementations. We need to continue to build and expand digital capabilities within the health system for their patients and their families. We have to establish an enterprise data function, really to strategically manage data and build analytics capabilities. We want to expand and implement, you know, some of the innovative technologies that I mentioned before, like RPA, and also remote patient monitoring. We want to continue our journey to the cloud and also enhance our cybersecurity capabilities, which has become becoming more and more critical, especially with COVID-19, as we're a research institution.
Fantastic. And it sounds like you definitely have your work cut out for you for the next 12 to 24 months, which is great. Now I wanted to pivot the discussion a little bit to talk about team building and resilience. What has your team been able to show during the pandemic that really allowed them to work and support the clinicians and the health system's mission? What new skills and characteristics do you need from your team today in order to continue to provide that support?
Yeah, I would say, you know, team building and resilience have really been a core part of our IT culture. And, you know, I think having a resilient IT culture is where, you know, your team members are really able to manage through those uncertain times and be able to see and anticipate and adapt to a changing landscape. But I think, you know, in order to have and maintain this type of culture, it's really about communication and having an open and honest dialogue to ensure that, you know, you're really answering the questions that are top of mind to your team members and that are relevant to them and that can prepare them for the changes that need to occur. I think these have been very difficult times for us all, but the teams have stayed very strong and effective. I think they've been agile, flexible, and transparent with each other. And, you know, I think our IT organization is probably more unified and resilient as a result.
Where has your team excelled over the past 6 months and what lessons have you learned?
I think that one thing that really stood out to me is, you know, the natural unification of the team in the face of COVID-19. It led the team to effectively support all the COVID-19 efforts and maintain daily operations at the same time. So I think that, you know, the traditional kind of artificial barriers that, you know, occur when you've got a table of organization, you know, they really came down. Everyone worked hand in hand to support the health system, our patients and the broader community, and employee morale and productivity also increased, I think, as a result of all of the open communication from health system leadership and also, you know, IT leadership and the mutual support that we've received. And I think some of the lessons learned are really around empathetic leadership and communication. I think you've got to have a consistent leadership response with sensitivity to people's fears and anxiety to keep everyone focused and united. And I think that, you know, we were able to leverage some digital communications effectively because everyone was really working remotely in very separate locations. So I'm very proud of the team.
What are you most excited about for the future?
So I'm really excited about, you know, the expansion of all the innovative technologies as part of, you know, IT transformation. There's so many opportunities to leverage the technology innovation to support our organization and our patients and their families. And, you know, I think that, you know, looking at new digital capabilities to be able to support our patients and leveraging data analytics to improve patient outcomes, you know, enabling enterprise intelligent automation and transitioning to a more remote workforce, leveraging the cloud to operate in new ways. I mean, I could go on, but, you know, these are some of the examples that, to me, are really exciting. So we're looking for fresh approaches to innovation supported by, you know, these technology strategies
so that we can support innovation at scale. And I think that's the key is, you know, being able to support it health system wide.
Got it. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for joining us today. It's really been a pleasure to speak with you, and I'm looking forward to continuing the conversation in the future.
Thank you so much.